Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I have got a special treat for you today. Something very sweet. You're going to love it. I have on the line with me David Klein, also known as Candyman. He is the inventor and creator of Jelly Bellies. How about that? On little old David Holland's radio program, Real Money with David Holland. And now we have Real Money with David Klein joining us today. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you very, very much.
Outstanding. So there's so much to cover. Candyman, I've got a lot to ask you. First, I think everybody, a lot of people have had a Jelly Belly in their day. And so first of all, thank you for the invention because they are quite scrumptious.
Great product, but we have something better now.
Oh, well, I'm very interested in hearing about that. In fact, I'm hoping by the time this interview is over, you will have already put an order in the mail to me for me to try it.
Cool.
All right, so I've got to ask, let's start with the background. You started the Jelly Belly concept. When did you do that, and what was the impetus or the genesis of that?
1976, $800 I had to my name.
Okay, $800.
Correct, and that doesn't go too far, even in 1976.
Wow, that's amazing. So
no credit cards either.
No.
And $800 hard cash.
And you started it, and what prompted you to think of this? You just dissatisfied with other candies, or thought it could be done better, or what got you to do it?
Maybe a little bit of both of those. I've always liked candy, and I always knew that I'd end up in the candy business. And I always made a study of candy, even from a young age. And I knew what different candy companies and what products they made. And kids would ask me on the school ground, they would mention a candy bar, and I would tell them the history of the product.
See, that's what I was doing when I was eating all that candy, Mom, as I was doing research. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that would have been great, you know.
That's okay. And then so you just had, beyond a normal child love for candy, you really loved it, and it was just something that fascinated you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it did. And I was talking to a buddy on the phone about crazy ideas that we could go into, and I said, how about if I open up a jelly bean store? No licorice, no gummies, just jelly beans.
What did they think?
Start of it.
Did they think that was a great idea, or did you have to kind of swim against the stream, so to speak?
No, well, he thought it was a great idea. My wife thought it was a great idea. My contract manufacturer went along with it, and just about everybody else thought it was the stupidest thing they've ever heard in the world. Really.
How about that?
Jelly bean store? How can you make a living just selling jelly beans? But they didn't realize that you could wholesale them to the rest of the world.
Yeah. Well, people don't always think, you know, kind of beyond that first step. And you obviously did. Fascinating. So, all right. So you did all that.
Almost impossible to get it off the ground, by the way.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the background information you shared with
me. Nobody wanted it.
Yeah. Nobody wanted it. And your product was even priced a little higher than what was going on at the time, right?
3 to 4 times higher.
Wow.
They said, but we're not going to pay $2 a pound for these when we can buy regular jelly beans for 60 cents a pound.
That's amazing. But people loved them.
After I got the publicity, they loved them.
Well, and you did some things. One of the things that was interesting, there was an Associated Press story, and that was kind of a spike in sales. And then you became, of course, the face for Jelly Belly.
Correct.
I don't know if you should take that as a compliment or not. I think you should. I think
Yeah, why not?
Sure. And then you ended up appearing on the Mike Douglas Show.
Twice, actually.
And you were featured in People Magazine.
In a bathtub.
Please don't tell me loaded with jelly beans. Okay, I just got the image.
We did not sell those afterwards, by the way. It was a hot, sweaty summer day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and they were sticking to the hair on my chest. It was disgusting.
You're sweet, I tell you.
Oh, it was so disgusting.
And hence, a superhero was created, Candyman.
Candyman,
his metamorphosis in the bathtub and the 100-degree heat. I got it.
Yes, that's maybe 105 degrees.
Marvel Comics is always looking for a new superhero.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's not a... You know who owns Marvel Comics these days?
Who's that?
Marvel. Disney owns.
Oh, well.
Disney Bob Marvel.
There you go. Well, hey, it's not a bad idea. We're going to do this, Candyman. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and tell our listeners a little bit more about your story. And, of course, this is a financial and money talk show. And so they're going to be wanting to know how all this ties into money. And we're going to tell them that after the break. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we are back with David Klein, a.k.a. Candyman, to talk about the Jelly Belly story. He's the inventor and creator of Jelly Bellies. And before the break, I kind of set this up, Candyman, to talk a little bit more about maybe some of the business and financial part of this. So things are going well for you with the Jelly Belly business.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to a point where, well, I guess bottom line, in 1980, you were, so I guess about 4 years in, you were put in a position where you and your partner sold the trademark to the Herman, how do you say the middle part?
Herman Golitz Candy Company.
Okay, the Herman Golitz Candy Company. And it was a very substantial amount, $4.8 million.
Didn't get it all at once, though. It was spread out over 20 years.
And the part that I think is probably most concerning is that it doesn't sound like you had a lot of choice in the matter.
I knew for a fact I didn't have a lot of choice. The owner of the company called me up, and he said to me, "We're coming to town." And I said, "Okay, fine, I'll pick you up at the airport." And he said, "This is not a social meeting." And
okay.
I said, "What kind of meeting is it?" And he said, "We're coming to buy you out, and we're not going to leave until we do."
Wow.
And those exact, I can still hear it in my head right now. "We are not going to leave until we do." It's not like I called them up and said, "Hey, guys, I don't like doing this anymore. I want to sell." They called me, and they had reached their maximum capacity in their small little factory.
Oh, okay,
Make another pound.
Oh, okay. So let me go back up here. Okay, so this was the same, the Herman Golitz Candy
BK
Company.
And Jelly Belly. It's the same company, same owner.
But they were also the folks that originally were producing it for you. So they were the candy maker, if you will.
Correct.
For Jelly Belly. And they came to you and said, "We're making this stuff. We want to buy you out and take the trademark.
We want total control.
We don't want
you involved anymore."
And they said, "If you don't..."
It was implicitly understood that they would fly back to... They were in Oakland in those days. They would fly back to Oakland, cut me off completely on Monday morning, make the product under their own name. And the owner actually stated this to me as we were getting the contract notarized. And he said, "This is a new name that we had picked out. I need to go under hypnosis to find out what that name was." And he showed it to me on a piece of cardboard, white cardboard. And he said, "We know you would have sued us, but by the time it got to court, you would have been broke."
Wow.
Probably the most forceful thing I've ever been involved with.
That's tough.
It was tough.
Ugh.
It was my child. It was like selling a member of your family for, you know, it was crazy.
Well, for all of our business owners and, of course, other individuals out there, is there anything? I know that hindsight's always 20/20, and it can't necessarily be used for our own situation unless we have a similar thing going forward. But for...
Sure, of course.
But for business owners out there, maybe who have a product or, you know, because we've had people come on and talk about the excitement of bringing a product to market.
Mm.
You know, with your experience, what would you tell them?
What I would have done differently?
Yeah.
Very simple. We went into the meeting. They brought everybody. It was the biggest table I've ever seen in my life. And it seemed like they had 15, 20 people there.
Mm.
It was just me and my partner. We should have had an attorney join us.
Yeah.
And at the very, very end, the attorney would have met with my partner and myself and said, "What do you want to do?" And we would have said, we don't want to sign this thing. And then the attorney could have said, "Thank you guys very, very much. We're going to take these papers and we're going to study them and we'll get back to you." And we should have walked out.
So you would have put yourself in a position to get not only some legal counsel, but also a legal buffer there. And also,
and buffer is a great word.
Yeah.
Yes. A legal buffer.
A legal buffer. And also buy yourself some time to
exactly.
Because then possibly, and again, I know this is torturous to do, hindsight's 20/20, but possibly then say, well, what other options do I have? Is there somewhere else I can get it manufactured?
You hit it right on the nose. We could have called every other companies there, and any company at that point would have been glad because the product was a nationwide item. Any other company would have grabbed the opportunity to have a join their force.
Wow. Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Candyman, a.k.a. David Klein, is on the program with us, and he is the inventor and creator of Jelly Bellies. And there's a website, though, we need to get out here for our listeners, Candyman, therealcandyman.com, correct?
Correct.
And then that will detail, and I've only had a chance to pull it up on my own website, therealcandyman.com. That details some of the things you're up to now. Let's talk about this. Do you have something else that we should know about that people need to understand about what you're doing now, or if there's something that is better, stronger?
Actually, my son and his lovely wife, about 3 years ago, joined forces with a man from New Zealand by the name of Costa Botez. My son is Bert and his wife is Jennifer. They made a documentary on my life so that their kids would know I've been erased pretty much from the candy industry history for the past 30-some-odd years, where the company didn't even want to acknowledge my presence. And so they made a documentary. It's called Candyman, the David Klein story. You can stream it right now on Netflix. And if you don't have Netflix, it's on Hulu. You can watch it for free on Hulu. It's a fascinating, it tells how I was blackmailed by one of my distributors. It's a tale that everybody that's in business or thinking about going into business really should watch, because this thing is appearing everywhere. I got two emails last week from China. People saw it in China, which totally impressed me.
Well, I think Pete, there's something that will resonate with people that, you know, that somebody who has a great idea and who tries to live the American dream and, you know, embraces capitalism and tries to do right and good and all those things that we want from people. And then for something to happen like this is, you know, it's very compelling. And it's probably a small consolation, but it is a consolation that it's one heck of a life lesson for other people.
Yeah, that's so true. I tried to bend over backwards to be fair with the company when they were making the product for me. I called them up one day. They were charging me 59 cents a pound for the product. And I said, it's time to go up in price to me. And the owner said, say that one more time, would you please? I said, yeah, I'm ready to pay you a dime a pound more. And
wow.
He said, nobody has ever told us to charge them more. And I said, yeah, I want to make sure that you guys are making out fine on it. And he said, you have an order in right now for 40,000 pounds. You want me to go up a dime on that? And that was an additional $4,000. And I said, yes.
Wow.
Please do. And they did. And so I did everything in my power to get that product's name off the ground. I mean, for 4 years. And then when we were mentioned, we have a new jelly bean called David's Signature Beyond Gourmet. And when we were mentioned in a Time magazine article on the internet, they sent a letter to Time magazine, a correction to the editor, stating that my relationship with them was a brief and informal relationship. They made it sound like I never existed.
Well, I see the candy. I see the jelly beans right now on your website.
Oh.
David's Signature Beyond Gourmet. Not just gourmet, but Beyond Gourmet.
They are fantastic.
Yeah, jelly
beans. They're 100% naturally flavored and 100% natural colors, unlike other beans that I could mention.
Yeah, I'm very interested in trying them. If you're just joining us, David Klein's on the line with me, a.k.a. Candyman. And the website I'm talking about is therealcandyman.com, therealcandyman.com. We're going to take a short break, David. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with David Klein, a.k.a. the Candyman, or Candyman as he likes to be called, and he's the inventor of and creator of Jelly Bellies. And started the company back in 1976 and then was sold under a very unfortunate set of circumstances in 1980. But he is back and he has a new website, therealcandyman.com, and he has David's Signature Beyond Gourmet Jelly Beans, which I'm looking forward to trying myself. So to help my listeners a little bit, David, about the new candy, the new jelly bean, you mentioned it was natural flavor, natural colors.
Mm-hmm.
The website looks like you can go in basically and pick out the kinds of flavors you want, kind of
mm-hmm.
sort them out and do a mix of your own choice.
Correct.
That's pretty cool. The first one I just saw on the website is bacon. Is that one of your personal favorites?
They're all good. We have 20 flavors. I love our root beer. Our root beer is the best root beer of any candy. If you like root beer, you need to try
it. So if I just have a hankering for bacon and root beer, I can get a bag of bacon and root beer jelly beans.
Yes. Or you can get a sampler that has all 16 flavors.
That is so cool.
Yeah. I would also like to mention Our daughter came up with a concept in 1995 called Sandy Candy. Sandy Candy, where the kids make their own sand art and then they can eat it. And we've been helping her with that for the past 17, 18 years. And her product is now international.
That's cool. That's very cool. Well, and this is something that's available. People can go right on the website, therealcandyman.com, and they can order. And there's also, for stores that are interested, there's a wholesale option.
Oh, absolutely.
That's very cool. I love it. You've moved forward with this. Obviously, you and your partner both got paid. I want to go back to that just for a minute, the way the deal was structured. And I think this is where some of that, you know, some of the hindsight again comes in. The purchase price at the time was $4.8 million. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then obviously you guys are splitting that.
Correct. And the government gets their cut.
They always do, don't they?
Yes, they do.
They always do. And then
that's the price we pay for this great country.
Well, it is. And we all have to pay our fair share. And we all have to contribute. And because if we didn't have a civil defended country, then it's hard to run a business, Jelly Bean or otherwise.
So true.
But then you told me earlier you didn't get all that money up front.
No, we got a check for $1,000.
They handed
us a check for $1,000. Okay. Patted us on the back, said goodbye.
Okay.
And then it wasn't really like a $4.8 million deal because we ended up getting that amount over 20 years, a check every month. But it was only if there had been production. If there had not been any production or sales during the prior month, we would have ended up with nothing for the next month.
So they pretty much treated it like a commission.
Exactly.
They gave you a percentage of whatever was done for the month until they paid off this number.
A cap on it.
Yeah, they capped it, but you didn't get interest, right?
No. No.
Oh, good grief.
Interest, though. I mean, the idea of the present value of money.
I'd love to go back in a time machine, David, and be in that meeting with you. I'd love to be in that meeting.
Yeah, I wish you had been, but you got to hear this. They kept me out. They had me sign a 20-year non-compete clause.
God.
Which would never have been able to be enforced in the state of California. So anti-competitive. So for 20 years, they kept me out of the jelly bean business.
But you're back now.
Oh, I'm back now.
You're back now.
And stronger than ever.
And you're beyond gourmet.
Yes, I like that.
Well,
yes, we are beyond gourmet.
I love it. The website is therealcandyman.com. One more quick break, Dave, and we'll come back. Stay tuned.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Candyman, David Klein, and the website to get a look at and purchase the new David's signature Beyond Gourmet Jelly Beans. The website is therealcandyman.com. And I want to end on a real positive note here, David, because I know there's some unfortunate and sad parts of the story, but for all those business people out there, especially the folks that have the spark of creativity in their hearts or in their minds, what do you say to them about acting on that? Because I think a lot of times some dreams, they die. People never, they think they can't, or think that people won't do it, or they've heard no maybe more than once. What do you say to them?
You have to go after your dreams. You have to. And I have a very simple way to get publicity. Can I tell
absolutely
your people about that?
Sure.
Okay. You go to Google and you set up a Google alert. Okay. They're totally free. They cost you nothing. And it goes right to your email. I have a Google alert for Jelly Belly, and several times a day I click on there, and it tells articles about Jelly Belly that are throughout the whole country. I will click on those articles. I will read that article, and at the very, very bottom, I've done this over 1,000 times, there's a spot to make a comment.
Oh, yeah.
And I will make a comment on there. You start off saying something like, very interesting article, learned a lot. And then you do the old Columbo approach. Oh, by the way, if you want to find out more about this product, there's a documentary called Candyman, the David Klein Story, which is on Amazon.
Very good.
Netflix. It's sold on Amazon, but it's on Netflix and Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will even think, I will stretch it a little bit and try to get in a plug for our new jelly beans, David's Signature, and probably about 95% of the time, if you do it right, the comment will stick right on there.
Well, and the way people can get more information, because we are out of time, David, is therealcandyman.com. Check out David's signature Beyond Gourmet jelly beans. David Klein, thank you much, very much for being on the program today.
Thank you very much.
Oh, delightful interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.